too, there's a crisis going on in America, which is called disconnected from Yiddishkeit. We spoke about that. Now, we spoke here? No. There's disconnection of Yiddishkeit, that's a big crisis. The crisis bets from here, the same thing. But over here, it doesn't show up in that way. But there's a disconnection. People don't feel really kind of, they can open up these. Who comes? I thought you will go out.
I'm leaving tonight.
What?
I'm leaving tonight.
So there's a disconnection syndrome going on in America. People feel disconnected. They feel even those are people which are really dropping out after Chasna, long time after Chasna. They're married and then shalom. A very bad way. There was in Seirus doing something like that they are a little bit more open in America than they are over here. You know, over here they try to close everything because people want to write that too, you know. Crazy people. So we have to understand how now I want to show you that this connection is, there is a mistake according to what I understand, but it's only the beginning. We have to work on that. Because I understand what means to be connected to Yiddishkeit. You think, and what I will tell you now, you will first think that it's only for Gdolim. No, that is it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing. So you have to make that very simple. Very simple, it's a thing which is very much also for children, which are a little bit older, when you're 10, 11, 12, 13, in their way. But it is not Al Nashatal Elohokia, this whole thing. So the connection to Yiddishkeit, let's say, you think connection to Yiddishkeit is a question of your heart, of your feeling. You feel connected, yeah? You feel connected. It's not like this. It has to do something with a feeling, could be. Because, why? Because this is a thing which digs deep. The way we spoke last time about godless means there is an other context going on. That means that your life, which could be Mesudah in one way, which that's a good way to be Mesadarit. I go after my Taivis Achille. I go after my Chemdes Momen. I go after my initial response about anything. And that's a life which is livable. You can look around. There are millions and millions of people which live their lives in a happy way for till 120 and then they die. So it's not to say that this has to be such a bad thing, you know. It's not a bad thing, that a life which is unlivable, and you see you will end up in drugs and you'll end up in chmeiswas. It's not like this. We are more mature than that. There are people which are mesuder, and there are people but they don't have a greater concept, or they don't have this bigger picture we want to have to guide us. That is the connection to the Borei Olam. The Kiyum mitzvahs, is it the anove, is it such things which are guiding a person? They are not into that. They're into success, achievement, pleasure, chofesh, and these things which are very valuable things. But they don't create a overall picture. They don't do that. They do not do that. But it's livable. We will not condemn that. We will not say it's nonsense to say it's not livable, it's not shayach, and people will they are all unhappy. That's too shallow. No, it's not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants something bigger. The Torah wants there should be a concept, there should be a general Torah, something which is guiding you in your life. So there is the connection. Connection means always that, not that you are connected and feel great about the Borei Olam. It is, you fall back to that concept. You fall back to it. This is something which goes along with you, which is in your halfway through consciousness, halfway through unconsciousness, something like this. It's up there. It's something which is in the background, which pops forward whenever it's needed. You will not leave that. It's not a connection, feeling of a connection, which like every feeling fades away. It's a connection which will show up. That means there is a concept which comes up. For example, I give you an example. Connection to learning. I give you an example which is was very much bothering me. That was in the last time, now over here in Eretz Yisrael. There's a very, very bad Gratschke. It's now still going on in the middle, you know, of a whole machlokes about people working. and Yatet Nemanin with his old guides, you know, he condemned the people of Uruguay. He said you have to go with a face down, and you have to really go feeling so humbled when you are going to work, you know. And he says, and then came these working people and said, you know, when you speak like this about me, about us, we will not say, you know, our children will be out of your schools, because that's how we say like this, and we will not give you any money, you know, we don't be shuken, I will be tabling you when you speak like this about me. So Mayermore, they wanted to make Sholem, and they went there, and then Verstehtsach, there was another newspaper which wrote about that other meeting, and then the man said what was written in this other newspaper was all shekel. That was till Erev Shabbos going on. Crazy. What is crazy? Why is that crazy? It's very good. No, you have to keep up your degel, and you have to say that no, we have to learn, and it's only learning. Yeah, there's a problem going on. The connection to learning, which is created in yeshiva, is a building of carts. It's one little, it will all falter. That's the problem. That's why you have a shita. Be honest. When you are honest, the problem is that you're not connected to Torah. With all the chinuch in yeshiva, you're not connected to Torah. You didn't create this connection to Torah. You didn't create that. The Torah pops up automatically when you finish your deal. The Torah pops out automatically. It doesn't do that. Because the Torah is so weak, which you learn for years in Kedel or in yeshiva, that when there is an Eisek Olam Hazeh coming in, the whole Torah falters. The whole thing falters, and you leave it. Yeah? You are not prepared for anything. And then you are not prepared in a way of Torah Derech Eretz. Because the connection, this godless, that you say, I am bigger than, I'm elevated more than my Olam Hazeh, then connected to some bigger concept which is called learning, which will pop in, that you see. It will pop in when I leave that Olam Hazeh immediately. No, it doesn't. It doesn't pop in. I'm not connected there. Of course, in the feeling you say connected. I know, I knew a person which was a rabbi in Basel. It was the Rav from the, it's about Adler, the Rav from the Big Kehillah. He was in learning in Meir, and when Meir came back from Meir Yeshiva to speak with him, he cried because he felt so good old times. I was also learning Meir, but he was Lamaise, a rabbi in a modern community which there are a lot of very interesting Giurim went, or the school was very interesting, which was guided by him, and he wrote a book where he had a haskoma from the bishop of Basel, huh? Yeah, Talmud of Mir, huh? Yeah? But he felt still connected to the Mir Yeshiva. Boba Mises felt connected to the Mir Yeshiva. And you would feel connected to the Mir Yeshiva, you would do these shtuyot, you know, and you would fall back immediately in the Teisres. Yeah? When you look at the people which were working in America, the Mir Minyan, and you think about that, those are people who really knew how to learn. It was simply a sakonis of forces to go to the Mir Minyan and say a shir. They ripped apart the Boch Montrezrach, and they ripped apart every single shir which came there. It was pushed, it was afterwards, it was like shtiklach, shtiklach, you know. Evorim, it was gone, you know. It was not shayach to go through there. It just, I remember Shmuel Areli was an aiden by one of the mirrors. Don't know which one. And then he had the schus to speak by the Mir Minyan, and he said a modern pshat, and then someone screamed at the pshat and said, you have to go out of the Beis Medrash with that pshat. So Shmuel Arieli said, but there is a Meiri which says like me. So he was screamed that, so you go get out of the Beis Medrash together with the Meiri, you know. that was the Meiris, you know. Du gehst da raus mit Meiri zusammen, you know. Das hat nicht gewartet. So yeah, they were ripped apart there. Why did they go to learn, to work? Why did these mirrors go to work? I don't know whether you still knew them, but why you were growing up in, and you were too young. You didn't know these. You know, you knew.
My brother-in-law's from the Minyan. He told me about the Minyan.
So okay. So why did they go to work? You know why? In order they should be able to learn. The only reason. In order they should have a clean cup to learn. You know, now then we make a panos, and then we have time to learn. We are not bothered by the digging for the panos. We have a nice panos, and then we can learn. they worked in order they should be able to learn, because they were connected to the learning in that godless sticky way. That was a real connection. It was not a connection which is a feeling connection, which is all fluffy stuff. It is a connection which is for real. You fall back to it. That's godless. Godless is this moyach, this this presence in your awareness. I can't say it's not conscious. I don't know what to say that. It is something like it pops up automatically, or it pops up always. You want that from your children. When you educate your children till the age of 13, that's it to such a level you want to bring them. That Yiddishkeit and connection to tefillah and connection to the mitzvahs should be a thing that will pop up. That is more important than the temptations to the olam. Then you are more secure with your chinuch, your maskim. Because then your child is able to be exposed the way normal children are exposed, and you don't have to think that every single exposure of your child will make him falter immediately, which that is the major concern of the parents today. That the children, whenever they are exposed, because that it's lacking that constant connection. It is not it's not a connection which is emotional only, because when it's only an emotional connection, that can be overridden from other things. It is a constant connection that you are connected to something, even though you do activities which could be interpreted differently. This is that what means godless. That is godless. That means the seichel, what we spoke last time, the seichel is shoylet. The seichel is shoylet. It's not that what we spoke, the seichel is shoylet, doesn't mean the seichel tells you what to do. That means not the seichel is shoylet, that means you are fulfilling your obligations. The seichel is shoylet, that means there is another context. What means another context? That means you are connected to something which that is going along with you. It's going along with you. When I eat, and the context is akoras atoiv, it is definitely there that eating is fulfilling my taivas achile. That's the way eating is built. Now, but I'm not falling into that entirely, because in my awareness there is that something like this, that I have akoras atoiv to the Boreh Olam, and that's what's going along with all these activities. Yeah, it is a connection to this principle. It's a connection to that neimat. We have to work that by ourselves. We have to ourselves see, where are we able to go through a certain amount of time of our day that we are in this back of the mind connected to something, and not only reacting to the thing, and by the reaction to the thing, there comes in the natural koyach, which comes in, you know, when we react. Yeah? Connection means that there is some concept coming through. Not because of reaction, because the concept is there beforehand. And the reaction which I have to the day-by-day activities, they call for a certain reaction. And then I react and I feel what's going on with that reaction. And then I lost the concept. There's no concept. Yeah? A concept is not a reaction.
This is not something that the yeshivas don't have the job of giving this over to people, correct?
They don't have the job.
This is the job. The yeshiva's job is not to give a person the context and to get him connected. The yeshiva is just to give him over the.
No.
It is the job of the yeshiva?
Of course. That was Mir Yeshiva. That was in Mir. That was in Kalm. That was in Slobodka. So then, of course, all these contexts, they can get distorted my union now. When you have a shita of godless autumn, you know? The way the people say about Hebron, I have a sheet of godless autumn. This is a construct. This the words, a sheet of godless autumn. Those are. This is like a mamzerus. That's like it's a mamzer. It's a sharpness. Because sheet means cutness. Sheet means that you don't have to think. It's all set. You know, that's what a sheet means. Sheet means you have a sheet only when you are a small man. So godless. Godless is not godless. Has no sheet. Godless has thought. Godless has flexibility. Godless has thinking over. And the shita means I don't think over. I know Mirosh what will be, you know? So a shita of godless order, that's like Tal to the Sasra, that you can go home, you know? You have just lost the point. But that happened in Hebron. You know, a lot of Hebron says we have a shita of godless order, which this is as a ungeblosen and as a chazot nishkin volta, yeah? So it is a shumbilim. That Yiv Shalagidi Zevichol. but that's what they say, that can be distorted. Over when you see what is the, when you look it up in the Das Chochma Musar Chelek Sheini, in the Akdome, they brought from, I think there, they brought from the Kenes, first Kenes, in the first Yotzei of Rabbi Yochum, what were the Maskomes, what did they take upon themselves? It was all about being, in that sense, connected. That was Lignin Lernen, it's the first thing, and going according to the Musar, and going, it was all these, like making a whole list of things which you would have to do, and you would have to be connected to. Now, by us, this is so alien, we have to get used to that. By us, that's so alien that we are connected to something. I know that. I know it from my own experience having a vaad, which a lot of times a vaad, and listened by the Mashgiach, by a vaad, was that throughout the week you had to find out how you are doing a thing and how you are connected to a certain concept. And well, that was the Kabbalah. And I remember myself that throughout the week I didn't do anything. Because this whole concept is so alien, we are so small, that to live with a concept is so far from us, that throughout the week you forget from that. You just forget from it, and then you come to the Vaad next week, and you have to say something, and the Toelis I had from this Vaad was that I can make up an intelligent concept within 2 minutes, without thinking beforehand. That was the Toelis of the Vaad I had, because throughout the week I didn't do anything. But now I stand in front of the Mashgiach, I have to say something. So I just constructed something very intelligent, which was not based on anything I did throughout the week. Eh? So that was the matzav a lot of times by these Vaadim. And even though it was a Toelis, because sitting by the Mashgiach was always a Toelis, but it only showed to me that once in a while I'm so far that I give up my time. And I go there, I know it is a big man, I know it's a unique opportunity, I know I will not have that anywhere in the world again, this opportunity, and even though all these outside pushes didn't do anything, because in the end I wasn't used to live with a concept, you know, to live and see throughout the day, throughout an hour, a concept should shine through. I should be... I don't know really how to... It is something in between being conscious and aware. I don't know how to say it. I don't know the English word. It's awareness. Awareness is less than conscious, yeah? You're aware of it. It's in the back of your mind. You're conscious about it. It is... For example, in learning, connection to learning by us is very, very small. Because learning is not ma'asik us. It's not ma'asik. It's not, doesn't occupy your thought. When I go through the yeshiva and say, what is occupying your thought? So the people, they can't really answer that question. They don't even know what I mean. It's not which traces you are learning now. What is occupying your thought? That means, what would be your thought process when you would just be left alone now? What would you think, you know? Once in a while, they were educated to that, on that. The Priskov was driven crazy by his father, you know that. By taking a sefer, you know the Maisa? The Priskov was a boy, and Reb Chaim told him, bring a sefer. I need now the Chavis for Dalton, them sefer Dalton. And so the Priskov went, and he went up the ladder, and when he took the step of the ladder, the father said, what do you think now? Was drachsi itza? There was a constant tvier that his mind should be occupied in learning. Even when he goes to take a sefer, you know. Now, I will not do that to my children because I will drive them crazy. But something like this you can do even with children. Mata choshev, al mata choshev achshav. Yeah? You can make that bigger, the being connected in learning, depends on your child, how old is he and how mature he is. So you have also to let him play around. And in maskim and yachshav lo medabrim al chinuch haklali, you know, of course. But there is a certain way that we should be occupied with something. And we are, it's far from us. Our thought is not occupied.
Is it different than, let's say you have a businessman.
Yeah.
So not everything they do is specifically for the chem this moment. It's sometimes a lot of people just love the game. You know,
yeah.
They love to do it. So they always, while you're talking to them, you can see they're already thinking about, they're back in business. And
yeah.
They wake up in the morning and they check the stocks. And everything they do is occupied in that.
Yeah.
Is it the same thing we're talking about?
I never thought what is there. There could be, there is something which makes it easier happening. That's not a godlessness thing. That is a web. A web. A web of obligations, a web of differences.
But they do it because they love it.
Yeah, but it could be you love the game. That means you love to work it out. You know, it's like loving to work it out. You love to work it out, but you know that's what you work out. But by me, it's the same thing whenever I make this big mistake. I make a big mistake. I want to be missed out of the things on my computer. Yeah? Once in a while, you have a big mess there. All the shiurim are one, and you have to make that a seder. You know? And let's say I want to do that. So then I see that I can't work 20 hours because this machanazeh, and then in the end I see I did nothing for 20 hours because it's not occupying in that godlistic way, it's occupying in that making a difference way, you know? And you have to be very careful about that when you deal with modern technology because that's what the modern technology makes you, you know, often. Yeah? So it is a similar outcome, but there is another thing which helps to that. By us, in Ruchnius, the problem of this godless, what we speak, that you live with a concept, that concept is in your awareness or whatever it is, this concept doesn't really make a difference.
It's still coming from the Tainug.
What?
Meaning is the church that it's still coming from the Tainug. Meaning over there by the business because they enjoy it, that's what they occupy.
Yeah.
Over here, the concept that occupies you is because you occupy it because of the geschmack you get from it, or there's something.
It could be, but it's not only because they have the geschmack, it's because they have these differences, this web which makes it real, you know. But by me, when I, for example, I work for Hakoras Atoif in food, yeah, but the food is not really changing. I mean, it's a lot. Doesn't change the food. The food is still tasty or not tasty. You know, when you have diabetes, you have to go for the non-tasty side. And when not diabetes, you go for the tasty side. And it's tasty or not tasty, whatever it is. And that's what the food is about. And you want to be full afterwards, and you want to be savea. And on top of that, you have this hakoros hatoif. It's a ruchnistic thing. But by the business, when you don't check up the stocks in the morning, and when you don't really speak with that guy and make this and make that happen, then it will falter and it will make a big difference when you're in the game. Yeah,
Nachush, you'll feel it. It's
So this is a certain difficulty with our godless, but it is a very similar thing. Mm-hmm. We are not used to it. But actually, this is a thing we are not used to working about altogether. We're not used. We want to work in a vat. The work in a vat is always something like this, that you are taking a concept and you're taking a big thing and you try to make that happen in your daily work, which this daily work is functioning already. You don't make a vat on a thing which is not functioning, you know? Physiotherapy is not a vat, yeah? And dealing with dyslexia is not a vat. It's not a vat, that's not a vat, that's therapy. A vat is not therapy. A vat means that you have things, your life works out very nicely, and you are a Masutadika guy. And there's no problems. You don't come together because we have the big problems and just no disaster and the Shon Bayis and all these things. No, it's everything working. But there's lacking something greater, you know? This in the back of your mind, there's a concept which shines through. That's deadly lacking. That's not there, and we want to have that. Yeah? And then we are not used to it. We are so small, we are not used to it. We are just functioning in that lower level without problems. Yeah? So we have to get used to that. That this is a elevated thing. This is a godlessness feeling. We have to locate the feeling. That's more choshuv, that you are living a little bit with a seichel, that you're living a little bit with a concept which you are connected. There is a crisis going on. There is a crisis going on of a disconnection syndrome from Yiddishkeit. Yeah? People feel disconnected. They don't know what they're doing when they're davening. Most of the people don't know what to do when they're learning. Even the Bnei Torah, they don't know what they're learning. When I last, in the last one, I said, could be that today, having a kasha in learning, that's a distortion, you know? Or a chidush. Having a chidush in learning is a distortion. So the people didn't really know what I mean. And then I had to explain. Because today, when you want to have a chidush in learning, you do not understand. A chidush in learning is only because you are oymed on that, that is das teures hefech das palvatim. That what the teure wants is not what you want. That's why you have to understand the chidush. Today, a chidush became something by itself. You have to say a chidush. And what krumah, what more krumah, what more better. You know? Because that's a chidush, you know? You don't have to say any Chiddush. Only when you are meeting the point where this Gemara or this Tosha says something which is not according to what you would understand by yourself, there you have to say a Chiddush. But otherwise, you do not have to say any Chiddush. Today, by Yeshiva Bocher, that's itself a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush on a Chiddush, you know. They don't know. They think a Chiddush means that there's some mitzvah, that you have a Tosfos, which it's very good understood, and you don't see anything which is not according to what you would think beforehand. Could be you make a mistake. But some mitzvah to say a Chiddush over here. There's no mitzvah to say a Chiddush. You're talking mitzvah. It's only when you meet the point where it's different, you know. We don't live with that concept that Torah is bigger than us, and we have a schus to be miskasha to the Torah. We don't live with the concept that there is a koros ha-toiv. We don't live with the concept that there is a point of anova, that we don't have to be put ourselves in the center of everything, which is not like this. Could be someone else which is in the center. Could be this another person which is in the center. No? We did this humility, because the humility, God, humble humility. This humility, which is so taken wrong. When I say what the Rabbi Sol says on humility, people get awkward. You know, they just jump and they say, oh, yeah. To be humble means that they think everyone is bigger than me. You know, I when I say that anywhere, people just jump. Yeah, but that's what Rabbi Sol says. That Rabbi Sol says everyone says that. And no, can't be, because humility means that. Than some abstract thought which makes no difference. So it's a concept that I am not in the center. It's a concept that you are bigger than me. The whole, you are for sure bigger than me. It's a way of living, you know. We don't want that. We are small. Yeah? We don't want these concepts which are guiding us. Anova is a concept. Bitochen is a concept. Yeah? And you don't know, Chesed could be a concept too. For sure, Hakos HaTov is a concept. Yeah? Or learning Torah, or Tfile, Hachnoe. There's all concepts which have to come through, which you would do a great job without that too. That the whole tricky point is, you do a great job without it. Because it's Seichel. Yeah? You do a great job without it. Avad is not a therapy. Avad is not a therapy. You do a great job without it. And that's a tricky point. Whenever you don't do a great job without it, don't come to the Avad. Because you'll take it the wrong way around. You'll take it as a treatment for Shalom Bais. No. To go for a while, you do a great job in that area without it. But now, Godless begins. Now connection to the bigger concept begins. And not only reaction and following the rules. Yeah? Okay? So that is the area we have to work on together. You have to get used that we should be prepared to work. Yeah? I mean, I have to work on that to be prepared to work. I don't know how to do it. But out of my Nisoyen Achaim, which I had with Mashgiach, I saw that you are going to the Vat, and I speak about good people, you know. And I know what happened. I know them throughout the week. I know how they looked when we knocked at the door by the Mashgiach, you know. Stay Anoshim, you know. Trei Yoisi Ike Beshuke, you know. The one which is throughout the week, and then you enter the Ksav Sefer Shmona Yisrael Bet, you go up the stairs, and you go down the stairs, and then Pitom, you are a changed person, and your good thoughts are coming in, which throughout the weeks were dormant, you know, not there simply, you know. Okay? That happened, you know? Okay? So that means we are not prepared for Avad. Because we are not prepared for that goddess which is needed, this concept I am connected to. I hope that is now clear. That connection is far from being emotionally identified with something. No? Far from that. It's not that. It's something much deeper. Whenever it's interesting for you, I want to go into that. That's Akdoma again. I want to go into that and really work on that. Good, you think about it a little bit that week whenever you can, and you cannot make up something. Stairs up. That's why you have stairs in the room, in the house. You can make, when you go up the stairs, or you think about that or not. And next week we'll go further on that. I think it is the first time I thought to make a vat on that thing, which is so basic. I think even when you have all the children which are about to hit bar mitzvah. This is actual too. Yeah? There is a certain actual too that you push the child on that. And then there's a bigger concept there, and the concept should go and malave you, and things like this. When we'll have a good grip on it, we're able to do that with our children too.
Chayiv, it's a concept that has to be completely nishrosh in who they are from even younger, no?
But it's not taken with that chayiv. You know, for example, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, I told you that once, he learned with his children Nefesh HaChaim by the age of 10. They didn't understand, but they got this clarity that my maisim are embedded in a bigger picture. Yeah, and that was that he wanted that should be in the back of their mind. So how to call that awareness? You are better in English. You'll know the word. You know, but you understand it is something in between. It's a certain state of mind, which is it's there, but it's not. It's not this seichel which makes you obligated and changes your action. You don't do things differently, Dafke. In a certain different awareness of what you do, say we say. Yeah? Okay? So that's what we'll think about. We'll go on for a bit until next week. But say that when that's interesting. Yeah? I think it is for me it's a fascinating. Yeah?
I think it's connected a little bit more to what we said last time about the context.
Yeah.
We were starting with it.
Yeah.
So specifically, I mean, I was thinking about it with Bali Tshuva, but I guess I agree with other people also. I was thinking when people hit a point in their life when they become inspired. So when they want to, for example, their tefillah. So their tefillah like that when it's natural and they're coming without, they never learned anything about tefillah and they're just for the first time breaking their teeth through the art scroll or whatever. That tefillah, l'chavar, that's with the realest context they'll ever have. They're mamish pouring their heart out to Hashem. They're talking to Hashem. They don't know anything different. Think until they come to yeshiva.
Yeah,
we get them.
So what do you want to say?
No, I'm wondering if that's what was meant by context. If I'm correct,
could be that. Yeah, that could be a thing.
And that they only lose it later.
I never lose it later. I remember the mashgiach saying over in a shmuz the ma'isa of the Hasidic ma'isa of the boy which was saying olive base, you know, and then the Baal Shem Tov says that's the best tefillah because the Beroilim took these oysters and made from that tefillah. The Mashgiach said that in the Beryankiv, in the Shmuz, you know, and the boys were very much upset about it. But he meant that. By this boy, the context of tefillah was there, speaking to the Beroilo. Yeah? And it was bedafke because he didn't understand the word, or even though he didn't understand the word, but it was a certain purity of the context, which that's the main point of tefillah. That's what the Mashgiach said then.
So is that something we should be trying to incorporate in yeshivas? For Baal Tshuva specifically, or for other people also? Or also the way they approach Torah when they first come to yeshiva and they're excited to learn Torah. So then goes away.
The excitement of learning Torah has to be something connected to Seichel.
Yeah.
Excitement in the beginning of learning Torah is something esoteric, something spiritual, not the Seichel. They are not so excited about and you know whether you can pay with your chayiv in the makolet or not. You know that's not so interesting for them, and that has to be interesting. But it's
interesting that you can learn Nefesh HaChaim with them, and they can see that it's part of something bigger.
Yeah, but that's a little bit difficult. Yeah, that's a little bit difficult. Okay, so we about Baal Tshuva, we have to. There is a certain excitement in Seichel too. You know, I remember when I came as a young boy from non-observant background, but it's a little bit observant throughout the years. Came to yeshiva. What took me is the emes which I saw. What the Magid Shil said. He was a very dry person, but I saw that this guy you can't move him. You know, I said when Remasha Ketuv Etzlecha, Etzli Ketuv Lo Kacha. And then he was reading that again, and then I saw Anachon, and that was for me that was the excitement. That was the point I connected to Torah. I saw that you can't bump around. You know, you can't do whatever you want. You know, so it could be that one is also important. In there, in tefillah is a connection, so tefillah is perhaps this one. Yeah, but it's something like this. I can't put my finger down and say, Palichu Yeshiva has to have that. Yes, I can't do it.
Do you think maybe that could be, I don't know when I can say anything politically incorrect, but could it be maybe that's part of why guys are driven to go to Hasidish Shiurim and
Of course.
That's where it's coming from.
Yeah, of course. Rav Nachman, for example, is very big in that. Mm. Very big into that. But that doesn't take me, for example. I don't feel connected there, but I understand people which go there. Mm-hmm. So I don't laugh about people, so you go to Nahabazar or Meshuggah. No, you're not Meshuggah. But it's a way I wouldn't do it, you know. But I understand that. Because you want to make poor emphasis on that context, on that connection. Yeah? So I think that's a very interesting thing. That's what the Vat is about. We'll go further on next week. and try to work on that. Okay, I've done.
Excellent.